dun, dun, dun. Let me get the music. Here we go. Something's wrong here. Hello again, everyone. This is Kaz Bielan, and this is Casual Conversations. That's what you're watching right now, and we like to be very happy here at Casual Conversations because we like to spend time with people who are very important to our world. And here is my friend today, because he's going to make us very, very happy, is Joey Himmelfarb. Hi, Joey. What's up?
Good morning, Kaz. How are you this fine day?
It's always morning. You know, it's always morning. It's always a happy time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in this medium, people can be watching us at midnight, and it's morning somewhere around the world, right?
Yeah. Technology is grand, isn't it?
Well, it's grand when it works.
True.
When it doesn't work, you know, I see that we still got you stuck in the green room there. So, you know, anybody else comes up and they're nervous, or they, you know, make them happy before they go on for the next show that we're doing.
Okay.
So we'll keep you there because you look so great on that green background.
Thank you so much.
You know, so tell us about your approach to, I guess, let's go back a little bit and then tell me about your background. You're a trainer, you're a public speaker, because I've seen you very good at that. Tell us what else you do.
So I've been in sales for a long time, 20 plus years, maybe even 25. And in that process, in that time frame, I've come to realize and understand and believe that positive beats negative every day. And that we get bombarded all the time by all sorts of stuff around us. And it's so easy to assume the fetal position and sit on the couch, right? And let the world go by. And you know what? That's not how it works. It doesn't work that way, right? You got to be positive and upbeat. Now, having said that, I'm not saying that being positive and thinking positive and being positive is going to get you positive results. I can't guarantee that. But I'm pretty sure if you're negative, that won't happen, right? So I got nothing to lose. I might as well be positive and upbeat. And when a situation presents itself to me, I try to look at the positive in that situation. You know, every cloud has a silver lining. Every coin has two sides. If there's dark, there's light. If there's good, there's bad. So I just, in my mind, I don't want to look at the bad. I want to look for the good. I don't always find it. You know, I'm a human being. I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
But I try to be positive and upbeat as best as I possibly can.
But so, Joey, so how do you do that? Like, you know, we've gone through a very bad, trying experience with COVID, and it's kind of, as a recording right now, it's still kind of, we think, on a downturn, but you hear other stories and you think you can go back to work. There's people who now don't want to go back to work. They like sticking in their little cave and just talking like you and I are, even though we do get out.
Yeah.
So how do you, like, that's a big one. How do you overcome that and make yourself feel happy?
It's tough. I have bad days. Trust me, I have bad days too. I'm a human being. My bad days last, I've said this to people, my bad days last about 26 minutes. And I go, how is that possible? Well, when I feel bad and down in the dumps, I'll just go onto YouTube and I'll watch an episode of Frasier. And in 26 minutes, I'm in a different mood. In fact, it doesn't have to be the whole episode. It can be one scene, right? I look for positive things, happy things, and knowing that there's a lot of bad stuff out there as well, I don't go there. Like, I don't watch the news, right? A lot of people are glued to the news. They have the feeds on. They want to know. I'm like, you know, I don't want to know from that stuff. And my friends are like, Joey, how will you know what's going on in the world? They'll let me know, Cass. I get texts.
Oh, yes.
They'll call me, right? I'll figure it out. Because here's the thing, right? I'm not clairvoyant, but tonight at 11 o'clock, most every American's going to go to bed, turn on the television, and put on the news. First four stories, death, despair, destruction, desolation. Maybe not in that order, but that's what they're going to talk about. Then it's a commercial break. Then we come back, more death, more. I'm like, and then you wonder when the news is over, why can't you go to sleep? You're freaking out, right? Then in the morning when you wake up, people turn on the news. And the first thing they hear, death, despair, destruction, desolation. I'm like,
right.
I can't. I know. I don't want to. I could listen to that. You know, I want to listen to the other stuff. I want to read stuff that's positive and upbeat and uplifting, because I want to be the person when people come to, they're uplifted as well, right? And don't know, again, not easy to do, right? Simple, but not easy. It's just, it's a challenge to not tune into the bad stuff, right? It's a challenge. But there's so much good stuff out there that, and every time I find something new and exciting and fun and happy, it, in my mind, there's more stuff that's new and fun and exciting and happy to find. And I just go look for it. Do I find it? Not always, but I'm looking. I'm going to continue to look, right?
Joey, like it says right there above me, Andy was right. You know who Andy is. The sun will come out tomorrow.
Yes.
It will. You know, recently, again, I was recording this in July. You know, been a lot of rain, but right after the rain is a beautiful sunshine, a rainbow.
Yeah, you know, I've had, everybody, we've gone through this COVID nonsense, right? And we're still going through it. I've lost friends to this disease. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. Family members. It's just, it's a horrible, horrible thing. But life is for the living, right? Like I said, it's so easy to assume the fetal position and sit on the couch and just do nothing. But that's not where the fun and excitement is. You gotta get up, you gotta get out, you gotta explore, and you gotta take a chance, right? You're not gonna always find the golden nugget, if you will, right, or the golden ticket.
Yeah.
But you gotta keep searching. Again, maybe it's clairvoyant, not clairvoyant, it's Pollyanna or naive, but okay, you know what? You look at little children, they're happy-go-lucky. They don't have a care in the world, right? Sometimes I'm tired of being an adult. I want to be back in third grade, right? I want to not have a care in the world, right? Why can't we do that on a regular basis? Like I used to be a substitute teacher, and I remember I'd be in school, and they'd have the announcements in the morning, and the teacher or a principal or even a student would talk about, you know, be good to everybody, be nice to everybody. And then at the end of the day, I go back home, and I'm watching the news, right? I see what's going on, right? And all these adults are mistreating each other. And I'm like, were you not in school? Didn't you hear those messages that were being conveyed to the students? Like, why can't we all just get along and be nice with each other? Again, I know it's naive and it may be Pollyanna, but that'd be something to work towards, I think.
Yeah, well, I think if you want to reach out to Joey, and I love that name, Joey, instead of Joe or Jose, you know, nothing wrong with all that, but Joey's kind of fun in a sense anyway, you know, and LinkedIn is where you can reach him directly and send him a message and some nice comments. And he will put a video link to this video on there also, as well as all the other contacts will be below the video. If you watch it on YouTube and other social media, we post this video on. And but getting back to, you know, I think in person is one way to kind of, you know, enjoy being with someone. But because of technology with FaceTime and what we're doing right now through StreamYard, you know, it's another way to communicate and talk to someone and show different things and you know, explore that. So if you're locked in a room, you think, because you can't get out because you're afraid to go or you might get ill or whatever, there's so many other ways to reach out and bring happiness. Isn't that true?
There is. So, you know, recently Clubhouse made the scene and people got big into Clubhouse, and I was on there for a while, much more so than I am now. But I met people all around the world in an instant, Cass. And, you know, like I said, technology is grand when it works. And, yeah, you know, as a result of me meeting these people from Clubhouse, we've connected online. We've spoken to each other. We've seen each other face to face. We haven't been with each other face to face, but literally, you know, mano a mano, so to speak. But Wow, there's like 7 billion people on the planet, and there's somebody to talk to. There's somebody to reach out to. There's somebody who has the same interests as you, or even if they don't, you can learn something new from somebody else. I mean, the possibilities are endless, and that's why I say, might as well be positive. You got nothing to lose, right? You got nothing to lose from being positive, right? If I'm walking down the street and somebody sees me, I want them to walk towards me, not turn around and skedaddle, right? Oh, here he comes, Mr. Negative Nelly, right? I don't want that. I want to be positive and a positive influence on people. And talking about it makes me feel positive. And when I've been making presentations for years to people about positive mental attitude. And we walk out of these presentations, I'm more pumped than they are, because it's fun to hear what other people are saying. And I always get the proverbial, there's always one or two people say, I wish we could spend more time with you. I wish we could have a special audience with you. You just have such great ideas. You have a great personality. You're effervescent. You're persuasive. And you're pot. And I hear all this stuff, and I mean, they just pump me up, and it's just fabulous. And I'm like, yeah, I wish I had more time as well. But it's, you do what you can in 24 hours. We all have 24 hours, right? So,
right. So Joey, what do you, you know, let's say you go, you see someone, and you're all pumped up and happy, and enlightening and everything, and they're kind of down, and they kind of say, well, Joey, like, why are you so happy? Like, I have all these problems, I have all these things, you know, what can you do? Like, what's up with that? What do you say to that? You know,
it's a challenge. Now, having said that, I don't think I would say this to anybody, but you know, I have problems too, right? I'm not perfect, right? I heard somebody on a podcast, I wish I could remember her name. I apologize to this is not mine, but she said something to me that I have not forgotten. She said, I traveled to a third world country, and when I came back to America, I realized all of a sudden I have food in my stomach, I've got a roof over my head, I've got clothes on my back, and I have a handful of people who love and care for me. And she said, I met people that don't have any of those things. So when I heard that, I'm like, okay, I got it, right? As bad as I have it, somebody's got it worse. I don't wish it on them, right? Somebody's got it better than me. God bless them. Good for them, right? But everybody's got their own stuff. They'd say everybody's fighting a battle you're not aware of. And I try to be empathetic to people. And if people are down in the dumps, I'll listen to them. I'm a really good listener. I mean, I'm in sales. So salespeople have to be good listeners. That's the whole problem. We are problem solvers. We can't solve the problem unless we know what the problem is. And so I can really do a good job of listening to people and hearing what they're talking about, even hearing what's not being said, right? And then I ask some really pointed questions, and some of them are, maybe they get personal, and I apologize to that, but you know what? I'm from New York. I go right. Nothing is candy-coated, right? It's just tell it to me like it is. I'll tell it to you like it is. I think that's the right thing to do. I think it's fair. I will try my best to be sympathetic and empathetic. Sometimes I fail on that, and I apologize. That's my New York upbringing. I apologize. But we all have challenges. It's everybody's got challenges. But you know what? It's if you take care of yourself, I think it's a lot easier than worrying about everybody else. And again, easy to say, probably not even simple to do. But I can't think of another way. I don't know of another way to handle that situation when somebody is down in the dumps, other than to say, may I help you? What's on your mind, right? That's the other thing, Cass.
Oh, you know, when people have this... Jack Stable wants you to rent his shoes.
Oh, someone talking to you? Is that your friend? Mr. Roboto? We got Mr. Roboto here to talk to you?
Yeah, sorry.
I thought it was on my end.
My end, sorry about that. I don't know, everybody's got their issues, right? And you just got to talk stuff through, right? You're not the only one on the planet facing whatever you're facing. You're not the first. You won't be the last. We can talk about it. And the sun will come out tomorrow. That's the thing, right? Take a break. Take a nap. Go for a walk. Paint a picture. Sing a song. Plant a garden. Walk a dog, right? Call your friend. Do something. Do something. Or nothing. But don't... You know what? Tomorrow's another day, right? Again, easy to say. Easy to say, right? I've had my days that are like, this stinks, for lack of a better word. And I don't know. Take a nap. Napping. I love napping.
Too much napping. So Joey, we did another episode talk about selling yourself and selling your business. And, you know, business people go through a lot of trauma, tribulation, their business is down. So let's just talk briefly about that. You know, you kind of come in as a salesperson. You have to bring happiness to them at certain points or give them solutions or ideas. So you know, like when you go into that meeting, just go a short preview of that conversation. Like, you know, after you say, hi, good morning, whatever, pretend I'm the business person. Then what are you going to say to me?
So. Any good salesperson worth their salt will do their best to build rapport with their client, right? And whether it's the first call or the 100th call, right? You can't just go in there and sell your stuff, right? You got to sell yourself. And you sell yourself, ironically enough, by putting the other person in the spotlight, right? Because it's not about you, Kaz. It's about them. You're in business yourself, right? Nobody cares about you. They don't care about you. Right? They care about themselves and what's on their plate. Right. And if you come in, start talking about and raving about your company and how beautiful you are and how rich you are and how long you've been in business, the client is like, I teach people who are either looking for work or looking for clients. Everything you say and do and present to somebody, whether it's a job seeker or hiring manager or a client, they're thinking to themselves, so what, right? Well, how is this important to me? So what, you've been in business 50 years. How does that help me, right? So what, you ran a department for 25 years. So what, how does that help me, right? So you got to build rapport with your clients and become friends. As Dale Carnegie would say, it's more important that you be interested first and then be interesting, right? So when you meet with people, you got to be genuinely interested in these people and their interests. You can't be a phony because they'll see right through that, right? So you got to be genuinely interested in what they're all about, where are they today, where do they want to be tomorrow, and how may you help them get there. Now, if you can help them get there, that's great. If you can't, you have an obligation to tell them that. Maybe you can send them to somebody else. Maybe. You may lose that particular part of the business. You may even lose that particular sale. Who knows? But you've generated a friendship, right? You've generated a relationship. You can't put a price tag on that because when you're in sales, you're trying to build a pipeline. And you need people to help you build that pipeline.
Right.
No guarantee, Kaz, if you're nice to your clients that they'll tell their friends about you. There's no guarantee. I guarantee you treat them like garbage. You pull the wool over their eyes. You bamboozle them. You rip them off. They'll tell everybody until the day they die. Avoid that guy like the plague, right? Because he is going to rip you off and bamboozle you. You can't afford that when you're in business. Even when you're selling yourself looking for work, you've got to be positive and upbeat and generate an aura of, I'm a good person, right? And I'm here to help you. And I want to get you from where you are to where you want to be. That's what salespeople do. They solve problems, right? And so you can't solve somebody's problem unless you know what it is. And you won't know what it is unless you ask them a handful of questions, right? You've got to understand what they're all about. Again, how long you've been in business, how many awards you have, who cares? Yeah. So what?
Well, you have to basically become somewhat of an investigator in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, ask the questions, sort of, you know, feel their pain, whatever, in a sense. You know, I like bringing up some other little stories that might be similar to their situation,
right.
Possible solutions. But, you know, you also should wait for them to ask that. So they don't just feel like, okay, so let me tell you. Then it seems like you just have this show that you're doing. Okay, if they ask this question, I have A, B, C, D, I have to say, and then I wait for an answer. You know, like you have to listen to them, you know, interrupt them like I just did now, you know, and ask a follow-up question. Because otherwise, I mean, they called you because they need either a friend or they need someone to talk to, or they need someone to give them an alternate, or they have a superior who's asking for some solutions. So they're digging, okay, let me give some possible solutions. Now they can take that information and basically steal or take it from you.
Right.
Or they can say, yeah, I found this perfect person who can help that organization, you know, so I don't have to spend that much time. In the end, we make more revenue, more success. You know, I think that's the proper way to do it, but people are people, but you know, it's always listening and kind of, you know, agreeing with what they have to say because they just need a friend at that point, especially if the business is doing bad. Like, okay, is this or am I on the right track? Maybe they're thinking, you know, I need someone to say, am I going in the right direction? Are we okay? You know, maybe they are okay. They just don't know that they're okay.
Yeah, I used along those lines about asking questions and being a detective. I used to sell swimming pools and I used to go into people's homes and they knew why I was there. They wanted a pool, right? So,
right.
But it wasn't a done deal. It wasn't a given, right? So I had to go in and talk to them, but I had all my literature with me, but I left it on the ground and I out on the table, I bring out my pen and my paper and I start asking questions. So Mr. and Mrs. Customer, why are you getting a pool? Why are you getting it now? Who's going to use it? Who's in the household? Any senior citizens, any children, anybody with a disability? What are you using this pool for? Recreation, keeping up with the Joneses, exercise. Do you just want to look at her? All these questions, deep end, heating, spa. And I'm asking these questions. And this one guy said to me, now, I didn't do it like that, right? I asked a question. I got an answer. We had a conversation. But this one gentleman said, Joey, you know what? You can ask me all the questions you want, but until I trust you, I'm not buying a pool. And I said, that's exactly what we're doing. This is the first sale. You got to trust me. So I got to know where you are in your head with regards to this thing, right? Because if you're about to spend $80,000 on this pool, and I hope you do, we're going to come to your yard with some big construction equipment, and it's going to look like a battlefield, and we're going to destroy your yard. But when we're done, you're going to have an amazing oasis back here. Now, when we're said and done, and you're sitting at your pool with your friends and your family, and they say, where'd you get this beautiful pool? What do you think I want you to tell them, right? Yeah. Call Joey, right? And so I used to get referrals because I used to take the time to understand what the clients wanted, because the pool that I wanted in my yard for my family was totally different from their yard, right? Depending on what they needed and what they wanted. So who am I to say, oh, I'm this big shop, big company. Here, we've been in business X amount of years. We have all these awards. Here, sign on the dotted line. Who's going to do that, right? If I gave it to him for free, he wouldn't take it, right? Because he doesn't trust me. So that's why I had to ask these questions to understand, where are you now and where do you want to be? I can't do that. I'm not clairvoyant. I'm not Kreskin. I don't know. I can't read your mind. So I'm asking these questions not to be an interrogator, but just to be on your side, to be your trusted advisor, to say to you, do you really want a diving board? Do you really need a spa? Now, all these questions, you do whatever you want. I'm going to give you the pros and the cons of all these decisions that you're about to make. You may be dead set on a diving board, and there's nothing I could do or say to make you change your mind. I'm happy to sell you a diving board, right? But you have to understand, here are the cons about having a diving board, right? Here are the cons about having a spa. Here are the cons about heating the pool. But here are all the pros as well. So you make the decision because you're counting on me to help you make that decision. I think that's what we're supposed to do.
But Joey, I think that kind of leads back to the, you know, it sounds like we're talking mostly business, but it does lead back to happiness, because nothing when you go buy a major purchase, like a swimming pool or a very expensive car, and then you get that hit in your stomach the next day. Oh, what the hell did I just do? I just spent 80 grand and we went to a party this weekend and so-and-so had this nice stone thing, and we could have had that put in and we never thought about it. The guy never mentioned it, or the lady never mentioned it. I was selling it to us and our neighbors just did it and they got it for less, whatever. And it's like, oh, you know, so it's so important to get into the customer's mind or inform them, or, you know, neighbor or friend, that this is what, you know, will make them happy in the end. Because again, nothing worse than seeing this beautiful thing and some person comes by and says, oh, I just saw this wonderful feature there. Why didn't you have that put in? It's like, I never heard of that. Well, it was 2 years ago. Like, what kind of salesperson did you get? So they boom, like, oh my God, you know, I feel like a fool. I just wasted all that money, and all this joy that you have in this beautiful, you know, oasis you want to show off is gone in your head, at least, even though it is beautiful. But in your head, it's suddenly worth nothing to you, because this neighbor you try to impress, or a family member suddenly says, yeah, it's okay, but it doesn't have this cool a lighting feature that, you know, the kids go under this little tunnel and they splash in there. Like, what were you thinking of? Why didn't you get it? So I understand all that. It goes back to happiness. It's your happiness as a business person, but their happiness more important as a customer or a friend.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And I've had customers who complain to me afterwards, why didn't you tell me about this? And I always remind them, I did. I told you about this. You forgot. And that's okay. It is what it is. Be happy with what you have. And let's move on, right? Because like I said, no matter what you do, there's always something else that can be added to it.
Oh, yeah.
Just enjoy what you have, right? Because there are others who don't have this. Others who don't have a pool, right? Just enjoy it. Take comfort in knowing that you have the ability and the wherewithal to own this thing and enjoy it, right? It's a very commercial world, right? Everybody's got to have the next, best, greatest, latest, whatever.
Well, unfortunately, the next greatest thing in technology lasts about 6 months, the year the most, and there's the latest one. So, oh, he doesn't have that feature. Oh, my God. You know, that's why they have the, you know, renew every year, get a new phone every year, whatever. And it's crazy. But again,
I used to sell cars, Kaz. I used to sell cars. And I remember when I was selling cars, you had to buy, if you wanted, a CD player.
Oh, yeah.
With a CD that gave you maps to help you guide you along.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and this was not a long time ago. This is like within 10 years, right? Yep. Now that's obsolete. Everybody's got GPS on their phones, right? There's no need to pay an auto dealer extra money, right? For the convenience of having GPS in my vehicle. It's history. Not even 10 years old, right? So
I know. Well, Joey can give you lots more trivia information, historical references like that anytime you want. Yeah. Just reach out to him on LinkedIn. There's a phone number. We'll list everything there. You can call him up. And he does answer the phone because I did call him recently, and he actually did pick up. It wasn't some answering device or whatever technology talking or robo like he had a listening play there before. But let's do some key takeaway here, ways for a positive attitude and being happy.
Yeah. Again, this is, I can't stress this enough. You've got to be positive. Again, easy to say, maybe not simple to do, but you're in charge of your thoughts. You're in charge of what goes on in your brain. And it's so easy to be negative. Well, it could be just as easy to be positive. It just takes time. You got to train yourself and be disciplined enough to see the good in everything and be positive about things that are around you. And as Henry Ford used to say, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're probably right. And you watch athletes perform, they do amazing things, but that's because they practice and practice and practice. And when they get on that field or they get on that court or in that arena, the things that they're doing, we think are just magic for them. It's like, this is what we believe. I believe I'm going to get a hit. I believe I'm going to return the ball. I believe I'm going to get a hole. I believe I'm going to hit the golf ball close to the pin. These are things I believe. So these are things that are going to make me feel good. I don't know. Just, again, Pollyanna, maybe naive, but you know what? There's some successful people out there who believe positive things. And those are my heroes.
Power of positivity there. Yeah, no, I'm very positive that we had you on the show. I feel very positive about that casual conversation. So the hard question at the end here, Joey, is, so was this conversation casual enough for you? Tell me what you thought about it.
I thought it was great. I apologize if I spoke more than I should have. I'm from New York, so I can ramble on and on and on. And as I said to many people, I could do this all day long. We're not even taking a coffee break. I love talking about positivity, positive mental attitude. I love helping people. I love selling. I think it's a wonderful way to spend the day. It's problem solving. I mean, I have background. I have degrees in physics and mechanical engineering. So I don't use them per se, but I do. My professors taught us every problem's got a solution. Some of them are easy to find. Some of them take a little bit more effort. Show me your assumptions at the beginning of the problem, and let's figure out how you're going to solve this. It's no different when you're selling something, whether it's selling swimming pools or cars or real estate or whatever, right? It's, where is the customer today? Where do they want to be tomorrow? Help them get there. And for me, that's exciting. That's a lot of fun. I really enjoy that. Do I always succeed every day? No, but tomorrow's another day, right? There's always somebody to talk to, right? There's always another phone call to make. There's always another person who's looking for assistance and guidance. And I'm happy to help. I enjoy doing that. It's I don't let the bastards get me down, Kaz, as they say, right? I'm not letting them do that,
never.
Right? They can be
never, never.
I'm not staying down. So,
never, never. Hey, folks, LinkedIn is where you find Joey's information. Also, anywhere this video is, below it are all his direct links. You can just click on that and follow him and enjoy all his great comments and all the information he puts out there for the world to see. Mojo, I like that the infinity little symbol there, right? Yeah. I saw that.
I do a little bit of coaching on the side. I don't like to call it coaching. It's conversations. It's talking to people, like I said, helping them get from where they are. I'm sorry if I've said this 1,000 times, but that's how I am, right? Where are you today? Where do you want to be tomorrow, right? And what are the steps that we can take to get there? It may be one step. Right. It may be 100. Who knows? But some people there's so much going on in their brain that they can't see the forest because they're sitting in the trees. Sometimes you need somebody like myself who can just bring you back down, right? Calm you down. Be Jiminy Cricket, if you will, right? Be your conscience, right? Just let's bang ideas. Let's talk about, again, how to help you get to where you want to be. It's fun. It's a fun way to spend the day.
Fun and a happy, enjoyable. And thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
We'll have Joey back again and talk about business success, how to sell yourself in business in a lot more detail. This is kind of a combination, a little preview of the business. But again, the theme was bring happiness or happy solutions or things like that to customers and to your neighbors and everyone. And Joey, and I give you permission, like everybody else so far, to have great casual conversations with anybody else you want, right? Not just me. We'll see you in the next episode, all right? Thank you very much again for being a great guest. Bye.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Woo! There you go. That's 30 minutes exactly, believe it or not.
Perfect.
I was like, stop saying that thing again. I got to get out of there. Usually, I forgot. Usually, I tell people if I start going like this, that means like, okay, that's your cue to like, okay, somehow give me a space to get in there and say something, you know. But that's okay.
I warned you.
It's fine. No, I like that because to me, if I watch that and, you know, if a host kind of jumps in every so often, it means they're actually paying attention. Because right. Normally it's like, okay, I'm going to wait for the guy to finish his answer. Okay, my next question is this. Okay, I'll go to my next question, you know. This way it's kind of not combative, but it just shows, boom, that you're in and out of it. And, you know, and the fact that you can stop and then you can listen and then, you know, just jump in everything. The worst is when you ask a question and they're like, I'm like, whatever, you know. So I know I jump back and forth, but I just wanted to kind of introduce you to both sides.
That's why
I you know, notice how I spun it back. It all comes back to happiness.
Time
I'm going,
right.
I'm like,
were you happy doing that? Was that work for you?
Yeah. But it's like, I says, oh my God, I was going to the business too long. I'm like, okay, 3-4 minutes. How do I get out of it and bring it back to the theme? You know, and then I'm like, that's it. I got it. So making a customer
that's
happy.
That's what I said to you long before today. I said, the two topics are separate, but you can't, they overlap, right? You can't talk about one and not the other, right? You can't be a negative salesperson and be successful. You can't, right? It's impossible, right? So they overlap. And so it's hard to separate. I've done that. I've separated both of them. But even in my presentations, when I'm only talking about selling, somehow, some way, positive mental attitude pops up. It has to. You can't isolate them. So
Joey, I was with this one customer who I still kind of know very well, but, you know, we talked about they want to do some video commercial for their business. As I gave them a price and they go, you know, I'm really insulted by that price. So, well, what do you think the next step should be? I'll tell you what I did. Tough one?
I would just sit there.
Exactly. That's what I did.
Yeah.
Silent.
I don't know what to say to that. I'm not sure how to respond to that.
Yeah. Well, I just chose silence. Right. And then, you know, the thing is, whoever breaks the silence first, I guess, loses because, you know, they feel like, okay, either it's not working or there's certain people who just like this challenge. They like to challenge you. That's the way of testing you. You know, they say this or they say some insult or whatever. And, you know, if you don't, you know, it's tough to tell if you don't know them, you know, in the first meeting, because you could really go bad. Right. But, you know, after a while, I kind of learned, okay, well, their thing is just always to insult you back when they call you, IRS is on the phone for, you know, he says, well, that's what I heard, but, you know, they're at your door. I have a camera right now. You know, guy, they're looking at you, your store being attacked, you know, you know, and they love that kind of stuff because they love that kind of story. Act, you know, and they want that, you know. It's like they introduce you a certain way all the time to whoever comes in, and you're like, well, okay, but that's him, you know, whatever.
It's like a Middle Eastern, what are they called? Bazaar, right? Where they all haggle with each other, right? It's like,
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. No. Whatever.
No, but yeah, the idea there is, you know, always to, they want to feel that they win. So even if you offer them $5 savings, whatever, they're like, okay, I won because I saved something, you know. That's great. So no matter what it is, and you have to learn that way of selling, and you know, the different groups or nationalities, whatever, are intellects, you know, haggling and dealing with a certain way. And if you don't play that game, they just feel like they're forever being ripped off, or whatever, in their head because of the culture, or whatever. And if you don't do that, you know, in the end, with this guy, I wound up doing tons of other stuff with him and other things and everything. And you know, he'd call me anytime and whatever, but it was just a weird thing. Like, I'm insulted by this price. I'm like, well, I'm like the least expensive anybody around. He's insulted by this. It's some kind of a thing. He's just trying out on me, or, you know, but the long silence did work. It's like, okay, you know, I didn't answer a thing, because if you said it, you know, and, you know, said it, or you said, okay, well, then I'll just lower it. Then like, okay, so I got this guy. So I can lower him this much. I'll hit him again with even low, you know, that's too much, you know?
But then what happens is you, as the business owner, Now you've lowered your standard, right?
Yeah.
And that's not a good feeling. So he may won, but you lost. And that's not good, right? That's not good. It's selling, it should be negotiations. Everybody should win, right? In some way, some form, everybody should get something out of it. And it's not fair that one win and one lose. Again, right. I'm naive.
I did a lighting class a long time ago with this CBS expert, and he said, you know, when you go in, whether you're a lighting director or they call you the director or the video guy, whatever, you go in, and you mentioned this before, like you go in, the salesperson, you've got this glow around you, you know, like you're going to be their savior for whatever, right. And you have very few minutes to live up to that glow, you know, because if you don't, they'll either chew you up, throw you out, or, you know, beat you down with the price or whatever, you know, and so you have to do that. Like I was doing a commercial a long time ago when I was younger than that video I showed you. And
in your mother's womb,
sales guy, you know, the tough traditional, like a Sopranos type character, sales guy,
right?
Mr. Tough guy, and my boys are there selling everything, so you have to be on camera, right?
Boy.
So he made the mistake of having everyone stand around him looking at him,
right?
In the middle of his parking lot. And normally, I would ask, you know, I said, Joey, do you anybody here? You know, you have probably people looking at you, whatever. Let me know. I'll just tell them, like, get out of here, you know, whatever. I'll get rid of them for you. I do that with kids and other, you know, who are on camera. His parents, you know, stare at him to get all nervous. And then he did something. I said, can you just do this again? He looked at me, he says, I really don't want to do that because, you know, I could feel like the energy, you know, negative. And I says, well, you know, we just want to do it because this line has to be really strong. It's the key line of the whole thing, right? And these guys were looking at him. He goes, hey, guys, it's cool. We're just going to do it again. It's going to be great. And boom, like that, you know. But for me, it was like this tense standoff. Like, okay, so I know this guy, Mr. Tough Guy. He's going to embarrass me. I'm this young kid. Tell him what to do, you know. And he's like, who the hell is this kid me to? But I told him that we need it because it's the key line of the commercial. I think it was the first or second time or maybe had somebody come in like, here, just read this and get out of here. You know, like didn't actually say, hey, look, you know,
what were they selling, Kaz? What was it?
Car. It was a car dealership.
Car. Okay.
You know, on Route 18 Freehold someplace. You know, it's like one of those, not an official car dealership, but you know. Right. So I rip you off for less, those type of guys. So I like that line. So I heard that in Mexico when I went with the people standing. Goes, hey, senor, I rip you off for less. Come on in here. I said, okay, I'll come see you. You're good. You're honest.
That's a great line.
Good line, is it? I rip you off for less. In any case, but, you know, that's the experience with that thing. So, you know, and then I told him why. It's because I want, you know, it's powerful. It's, you know, I need you to say it correctly and make your business look good and, you know, sell cars. And he said, yeah, it's legit. It wasn't just me being a punk and saying, well, just let me torture this guy a little more. It's 100 degrees. What the heck? You know, I like the torturing this guy because he sounds like a nasty bastard or whatever, you know. You know, when you're young, you kind of impression you see these people, they're like, oh, this guy's just going to do something nasty or whatever. I never did that, by the way. Just to let you know. Okay, so let's end this one. I'll send you a new link. So you're going to want a jacket and stuff for this one, or you could just wear a shirt or something?
This is it, buddy.
This is you, Mr.
Yeah.
Black? Okay.
This is me, Mr. Black. Oh,
okay, then I won't change either because why not? It's a continuation.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, let me end this one.